And I think it's time to kick into the live music portion of our programming. Live in studio with us right now, we have Crystal Swells.
Crystal Swells, live on CITR. Hello, guys. Thanks for coming out.
Hey, thank you.
So, do you guys want to introduce yourself to the radio listeners out there, just so they have some idea what's going on, who's in the room?
Sure. I'm Joel. Joel. I play bass and the organ.
I'm Ross. I play drums.
I'm Nick. I play guitar.
I'm Timothy. I play guitar as well.
And we have our friend Scott in here playing tambourine.
Oh,
yeah.
Very
and,
nice.
And mustache.
And mustache. But that it's not November anymore. It's
no.
He waited till after.
Oh,
I'm not going to quit all of a sudden.
Actually, I know people with mustache who shave it off.
He grew that December
first. Just because it was weird. So I don't know too much about you guys. How did you guys get started? How where does this band come from?
Maple Ridge is pretty small, and yeah. We all kind of knew each other. Three of us went to high school together, and then Joel and Ross, they played in a band, punk band together in high school, and then me and Scott, the mustache tambourine player,
yeah.
We played in a band in high school together too. We all kind of like played together and stuff like that. We knew Tim way back. We all skateboarded together and stuff.
Oh, nice.
And I don't know if we all.
We just started jamming.
Like all of our bands weren't really doing much at the time, and it was kind of like a lull in productivity. So we came together to play a bunch of covers at this Shed Rock show we put on in the summer at Joel's house.
Oh, very nice. So this is all in. Are you guys still in Maple Ridge? Or?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
It's okay. It's all right.
But it's pretty crappy.
Yeah, it's a.
There's
it's
beautiful
a, it's
mountains
beautiful
and trees.
Place.
I don't know. It's nice. It's quiet.
Yeah, that's. I mean, is there any other bands that?
There's like Alice B. Toklas. That's like the drummer from Scott and I's band. Scott and my band. And then there's Ruskin. Familia hails from there. And they're pretty big, to my understanding.
Right.
Yeah,
and
I don't know. I don't know any other bands from Maple Ridge.
What about
Ridge?
Latency?
Latency, yeah. I
think
don't know.
They're from Maple Ridge. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
But there isn't much of a punk or noise scene to speak of.
We used to try to put shows on there, and like just no one would come.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, would you do that like in a school, in a hall, or
like
yeah.
church halls. Cafes. We used to play in like ice cream cafes, and they'd tell us that we had to use like brush sticks because we were too loud.
Punk rock shows and ice cream parlors and stuff.
Is there even like a bar where bands could play?
It's like the kind of like country bluegrass.
Yeah, it's definitely like cover band territory.
Right.
There's a Green Day cover band at the Witch one night that we
I saw Van Halen and Bon Jovi. Cover band at
Shooters,
and they had a keytar.
That actually, that
amazing.
Sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, they were all wearing wigs. They were wearing wigs, and they had fans that were like blowing their wigs in the air.
We just kept yelling Iron Maiden, and they played the beginning.
So the band
Hills.
Was wearing wigs, and the fans were blowing.
They had fans, stage fans.
Oh, I thought like the fans.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The fans. So really?
Many kisses.
But otherwise, I don't know. Like, we've tried. I think there's some pretty like interesting talent out there, but it's kind of secluded.
Right. So you guys are kind of branching out to Vancouver.
We've been pretty busy.
The Vancouver scene quite a while.
Yeah, I mean, I've always, me, Nick, well, I think all of us really have always, like, been really interested in what's going on in Vancouver. Like, coming out to shows and you know, meeting people and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's kind of like, I don't know, it feels more like home, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, musically it does for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome. Yeah, and you have played in Shindig. You're playing in Shindig.
Yeah, we're somehow against all odds made it to the finals. I don't know. I still don't know how it happened, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah, you're playing next Tuesday night at the Shindig finals. Has it been fun the two nights?
Yeah,
really
it's been
fun,
really
yeah.
fun.
A lot better turnout than we anticipated. Like especially the first show that we played on Shindig, we showed up and. Almost ready to the show was almost ready to start and no one was there, then all of a sudden the room just filled up and made for an awesome night. And the second show was pretty much the same thing. We got there and the room was already full. It was awesome.
That's awesome. Who did you play with the first night again?
Badger and an acoustic gentleman.
Yeah, painted
oh
something
Right. No, is it Cameron's? No, that wasn't Cameron. No,
it was Paper Camera.
Oh, Paper Camera. Oh, right, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, and Badger. Yeah, that was a good night. So,
cool.
Like, did you make any friends, or did you, I don't know.
Yeah, like, everyone's pretty nice.
I think at the last show, didn't you say there was a couple guys at the bar, like,
yeah,
that were just really stiff?
This day, I think we cleared the room, and there was two guys sitting in the back.
Well, it was so late and cold. That was a ridiculously cold night. But, yeah,
yeah,
and that's always the coolest thing, is, like, when people you don't know are stoked on you. Because your friends just tell, like, they'll like whatever you do.
Well, what do you think about the comments and stuff? That's always an interesting point because, yeah, like your friends would always be like, "Oh, that's great," but
yeah, the comments were pretty interesting. Like, the first round was there were more comments and it was a bit more constructive, but like the second round was like I guess there were fewer judges and fewer were stuck around. And there were the first set we played, people were saying that it was all the songs were really different and nothing sounded very similar. And the second time, everything sounded the same, apparently. And there were like weird arbitrary comments like, we need to grow beards. Oh, and a drummer needs to stop wearing a hat, which he didn't wear a hat tonight, but no one can see this. I hope you're all happy now.
Yeah, it was interesting. The first set of comments were like really all so many sentences and paragraphs, and it was like, wow. And then the next round, it was like one sentence for each section.
I think some guy wrote like Sonic Youth, like 14 times.
Really? That's interesting. Yeah, sometimes that's what you get special.
But it was cool. I mean, if someone wants to write Sonic Youth a whole bunch of times on our comment card, I'm pretty psyched on that. That's cool.
Someone suggested we rip off Bad Fate, which is a really good band.
They didn't. They weren't saying we are. They said we should.
Yeah.
Which is that's also cool, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's the final. We're gonna have more judges, and I think there's gonna be more comments and. And it'll be interesting.
No, I'm looking forward to be fun. I want to see Wizards.
Yeah,
I
want to see
Wizards.
Be a spectacle. Have you seen them yet?
No, I'm excited, though.
Yeah, it should be a really fun night. Everyone, I mean, it's always been different. And the finals is going
to
be super.
It's eclectic, to say the least.
It's eclectic.
Which is rad, though.
It's nuts. We are live in studio now with Crystal Swells. And you guys have more songs. And then we'll come back and talk a bit more.
All right. I think we're going to, let's play Head On. Yeah, when this is,
not anymore. Not anymore.
song's new and doesn't have any lyrics.
It does now.
Oh, shit.
It doesn't have a name yet, though. This is hot off the presses.
Here, well, me and Ross will talk. They have to tune. We have different tunings, but only one guitar.
So, how long does it take to get back to Maple Ridge from? It's not that far.
From here, no, it's Vancouver. It's like 40 minutes if you drive really fast at night.
So does it matter? Like, do you always? Because someone realized you're playing last. Does that matter to you? You want to stick around to the end of the set, anyways.
Yeah, Ross is our. Is it necrophiliac? Is that the right word?
No, he has sex with dead bodies.
Okay. No, he's a
He might be.
Is he narcissistic? No. What's the word that I'm thinking of?
Narcoleptic.
Yeah, narcoleptic. I have this problem where words don't come out right.
I'm getting you a dictionary for Christmas.
That would have been an interesting, yeah.
Anyway, and then, like, sometimes we'll play shows really late, and it's not that big of a deal, but...
Last shindig was kind of tough. I had to work at 4:30 in the morning. I didn't get home
till 8. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a little tough. Right.
Other places you like to play in Vancouver? How many places? Where have you... I've seen you at a couple of venues here and there.
I've seen
you play Honey before, right?
Yeah, Honey, Music Waste Honey Show was amazing. Yeah. We opened that and we were still pretty new and we had so many people there and they were getting into it. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was a pretty good experience. Yep. We had like a semicircle of people around us just nodding their heads. It was cool.
Was that your first big show in Vancouver?
I'd say it's one of, well, I mean, like, I...
Well, we played Honey once before that and then, I don't know, we played Funkies a few times.
Funkies
and the Cobalt.
Was pretty good. Yeah. Astoria.
Story. We've done this story a few times. It's pretty sparsely attended. Yeah. Story, but
how do you find getting shows, booking shows in Vancouver since you guys are from Maple Ridge and?
Frankly, I don't know how it happens. Like, I'm just told we have a show and then I show up.
Yeah, I guess I kind of sometimes I message people, but we get offered a lot. I think like our MySpace kind of that garnered us a lot of shows and attention. It's kind of funny.
Like, well, is it from people you don't know? Or?
Or promoters, other bands. Like, there's a, you know, we've had a lot of really good support from other bands that just kind of hear our stuff and will be like, yeah, man, we throw you guys on a show.
Are you pretty, do you play all of them? Or are you kind of picky? Or do you have it? How does that work?
We're not, like, we weren't super not picky. Super. Or I don't think
No, not really.
There's, like, we've some had, stuff we don't want
to
do.
We've had to turn down a couple, but usually it's just because of, like, work or weird obligations. Right. And it kind of sucks. Like, we could have, we were supposed to open the Biltmore with Bad Fate like a week before we had to back out.
Oh, that's good.
And
cool.
That would have been really awesome.
So what do you guys do? Like, what are you guys, all of you guys work?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all working class stiffs.
Pretty 9 to 5, nothing crazy.
Yeah, pretty nothing too.
I work like all the time and I work at nights too. Yeah. So
any crazy story? No one crazy story.
No, I'm not at liberty to discuss what I do for a living.
I work with two crazy construction worker guys, and they always have the most ridiculous jokes and comments, and but nothing that I'd really want
to... Still construct, does it mean you have to wake up pretty early in the morning for...
Usually like 6:30.
Yeah. How does that go with your rock and roll lifestyle?
Actually, it doesn't really affect it too much. I mean, yeah, it'd be nice to sleep. I'm not a morning person at all, so I'm... I'd rather stay up super late. And,
I think we probably have a pretty mellow rock and roll life. lots of hockey.
Yeah, we just hide in my house in Maple Ridge and hope no one sees us.
And then play in the barn every now and then.
Yeah.
Awesome. Crystal Swell is live on CITR, and they have more songs for us.
What are we doing now?
We have a list.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do a cover song.
Really?
Well, why not? Actually, let's do a...
Do
you
want to do it now or what?
Yeah, sure. All right, this is a Dead Milkman cover. This is one of the first songs we learned when we were learning cover songs. So we
this
could
is
play
when
at
we
a
were
party.
Called Crystal Shit.
Yeah, that was our original name.
Yeah.
With a vulture's punch, that's where I'm gonna build my church. Be no priest, gonna be no boss. Charles doesn't rally nailed to a cross. Kick it on shit, get no me. Gonna shake that head in this go! With 15 girls and an astronaut coach, gonna make a haircut. Kick it on shit, get no me. Gonna shake that head in this game. Rock on the water, can't make one move. Now they creepy actor on the Late Late Show. If he said, oh shit, I'm getting no relief. He'll shake their heads with this dude. Go! Me on a hilltop with 15 girls. And I'm next to my OG, but I'll make a hair curl. If he said, oh shit, I'm getting no relief. He can shake their heads with this dude. We'll be right back.
someone else broke a string.
Do you guys need some time to be strung, or what do you think?
Did you bring strings?
Yeah.
Oh, we were stringing.
Let's do that.
Is it possible to do a break?
Sure. You know, why don't I play a Bat Fate song? Why not?
Yeah,
those guys are
that's
bad.
Good.
That's all right.
I'll have a couple of those.
Yeah. And then we'll come back and have more Crystal Swells.
Yeah.
with Crystal Swells.
Hello.
After some fixing of the instruments. How are you guys still holding out?
It's good. It's getting a little toasty in here.
And can we... So your website, you know where that is? Can you let us know?
MySpace/CrystalSwells. No, yeah. Go to Bandcamp. Bandcamp. MySpace, they just changed their layout, and it's like
hideous. MySpace layout is awful.
Hideous new MySpace layout. So go CrystalSwells.bandcamp.com. Our first, the first thing we recorded and released, we put up there for free.
How would the stuff recorded? Is it just in the
We just do it ourselves. Nick has a 4-track, and we just kind of mix down everything, and then record and try to get a decent take.
Tascam cassette.
All right, awesome.
Keep it real.
Yeah, I'm looking at the the MySpace right here. Some of the songs. I did overhear you saying one of your songs called Patent Trolls.
Yeah.
That's an interesting. What are your
We're
songs?
Play that song.
Hey, you want to feel this one?
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of the show, but it was kind of about people with their ideas on, and patenting them and getting a patent, and this one guy came in with this idea to like, sort of sit on patents that didn't exist yet, but when they did exist,
yep.
to sue. Everything out of the company that started to exist and didn't know that there was already a patent out on it, and I guess there's a term called patent trolls.
Yeah.
That's kind of what the song's about.
Yeah, that's a pretty common thing, actually, which is really crappy.
Yeah, it is. I don't know how you could sleep at night.
It's utterly counter to progress. It's interesting.
Yeah, that's why there's a huge thing against patents, and I don't know, there's some people like just hate it because, yeah, because you can just come up with an idea, you know, from 20 years in the future, you know, if I find cars that does this and you patent it, and you're just waiting for the money to come in.
Yeah, exactly.
At some point. So what is your song about? It's pretty much about that.
It's about Einstein's days in a patent office. That guy did all right for himself.
That's right. So Crystal Swells, live on the CITR, and they have a few more songs for us.
Let's do it. Which one? Patent Trolls.
We'll be right back.
Crystal Swells, live on CITR. Thanks for coming out, guys.
Thank you, yeah.
The website is crystalswells.bandcamp.com or MySpace. First search probably works out, I don't think.
Yeah, yeah, just type our name into Google.
Yeah, it's highly a good way to choose a name. That's genius. You never know what else comes
just
out, man.
Just one search below Crystal Stills.
Yeah.
Between that and Kim Kardashian searches.
And coming up Tuesday night, Shindig Finals, you guys, and the Crystal Swells with Wizards and the Old Wells.
Yes.
Yes. It should be
We were thinking that the Wizards are going to turn all their guitars into snakes for a spell.
Yeah, they do like to cheat. No, it's all right. It'll be a lot of fun at the Railway Club. Do not miss it. It's going to be the event of the year. Event of the year. Thanks again for coming out. Hope you have a great time. And best of luck with everything at Maple Ridge.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
Yeah. And I'd like to thank the two Evans for sound tonight.
Yeah,
and also Irene and the other Ben. And I am Ben. Coming up next on the program, Funk My Life, after a couple more songs from Bad Fate, I think.